Hello, everyone. I know it's kind of late. It's starting to get late. It's like 8:25 right now my time. So this is going to be my second podcast this year. My last one, if you didn't hear it, it was on January the 1st, and that was the Happy New Year's one. So this one today is February the 1st, 2023. And this podcast is basically a little bit about basically when I moved down to Oklahoma City. Basically me taking my big leap of faith, moving to a state. I do have a brother that stays maybe an hour and 30 minutes away in Sand Springs. But it was basically still taking a leap of faith, moving here without family. You hear me? To Oklahoma City, because it's in Oklahoma City. I don't have no family living here. I have family living at, I have my brother and my nieces and my nephew and his fiance that does live an hour and 30 minutes away, but they don't live in Oklahoma City. So basically me taking a big leap of faith, moving here to Oklahoma City. So what brought me here to Oklahoma City is just I wanted to have a fresh new start for me and my son. He is 5. He will be 6 years old on Valentine's Day this year. So basically, when I took the leap of faith moving down here to Oklahoma City, I basically, before I moved here, the apartments that I did find, which I couldn't find anything, it seemed like. And I wish, something that I wish I would have did is probably took a look and actually came down here myself to look at the apartments before I even applied and got approved and everything, because it was kind of like like a nightmare a little bit. So basically me and my son had to get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning, get to the Greyhound that left at like 5:25 in the morning. It took like 6 hours or so to get down here, like 5 hours basically, 5 hours and 25 minutes. So we got here around 11:30 a.m. in the morning. The leasing person ended up picking us up from the Greyhound. And basically, I was told once I got on the street of the apartments that automatically that she told me that she had one small problem, and that basically my apartment was not going to pass inspection. She knew that even before I came down, like every day for like a month and a week, I was calling like every day trying to make sure everything was good. She kept on telling me everything was good. She even did a virtual like tour and everything, and she was telling me like whatever she peeped out that needed to be done, whatever, she said it would be done by the time I get down here, everything. So when I got down here, like her not really knowing me, she didn't know that I peeped out stuff too. I just didn't say nothing, but I swear when she told me it was not going to pass inspection, I'm thinking like I took a one way, you know, here. She knew that. She knew I had a toddler with me. It made me feel like, at first I felt like she was helping me, in that month in the week. I felt like she was helping me, but at the same time, it's like you knew that when I got down here, this was not going to be ready. You didn't say nothing. And I shouldn't have seen the red flag even before I came down here when something happened. I forgot what really happened. Before but it was a red flag before that, and that made me, I should have basically, it ended up not even passing until like the next month, towards the end of the next month, which is in November. And I was really pissed because I had to pay prorated rent. The money that I did save, I ended up having to spend in two, and it was extra. The job that I had, my job that I had transferred down here, the lady literally waited 3 months, you hear me, held the job for me for 3 months, and it was like stuff after stuff, like there's certain things I needed for to transfer my electric, even though they let me keep it in their name until I was able to switch it over, because it was like basically I had to pay
the money that basically the usage of whoever was staying in the apartment before me, which was very high. You hear me? And I didn't have that in my calculations as in saving. So one thing I can tell people, always save, try to save, have emergency funding or something, or save, have your money, like, you know. And it was some things that, like, basically that I should have done myself. So I'm not gonna completely say it was just them, and that it was some stuff that I should have did too before even coming. It was a whole bunch of stuff. So when the inspection did go, during the inspection, I remember the lady telling me, like, what's your urgency of moving? I said, well, I came here from a whole different state. You hear me? Got approved, this and that. She did not tell me, letting the inspector know. The lady wasn't in there when I was talking to the inspector, but basically letting her know, like, I didn't know, you know, none of this. So basically, it was like some of the stuff was like minor things, you hear me, that could easily be done. But when I say it was so much going, it was just so much, you hear me? Like, I literally, for that whole year that I was living in the apartment that I lived in before, I literally never bought a living room set. I never bought a kitchen set. The washer and dryer hookup that they said they had, they only had a washer hookup. So basically for a whole year, I had to keep going to the laundromat. You hear me? It was just crazy the first couple of months. But I got through. I did end up finding me a job where I work with children and stuff. But that was like basically how I made it throughout, like, half of the beginning of that year that I moved down here was basically the stimulus every 15th of the month. And then plus, you know, with me just being a single parent, the money I was getting every 2 weeks for child support, you hear me, and the stimulus. And then my mom, she always, you know, because of my son, you know, her grandson, she always sent money, like every 2 weeks she would send money to. So basically half of the year, like half of the, a couple of months, basically maybe the first, maybe 3 to 4 months, I was getting that money. And really, for real, I'm just thinking about it now, I was like, really, God was really watching over me and my son. And also, I pray a lot, so I always ask God to give me strength. I always ask God to guide me. I always ask God to protect us, because we're somewhere where I don't have family. If something was to happen, they couldn't really get here to, you know, just some things to throw up. But I'm telling you, the first year was crazy like that. It was like, not only that, it's like some of like, I feel like I was always being tested by females, you hear me? And it was I'm not gonna say the zodiac sign, but it was a certain zodiac sign that I don't know why I kept on like attracting those signs. But it was signs that always had kept telling me, like, I'm talking about the women and their zodiac signs that I kept on, it kept on being these same. I'm not going to say the zodiac sign. Yeah, I can probably guess it, but whatever it was basically, I feel like they were kind of envious. It's always, I couldn't do this, or this is not going to happen for you. And that made me feel some type of way too. Or it'd be like, if I was struggling with something, it's always, oh, pray about it, everything get better. It's like, they have a lot to say about that. But then when it came to me leveling up, even small leveling up or movements of getting stuff together, then it was like they was on hush mode. And I just like that. I didn't like that. So like down here, I basically every day it's like with my son 24 hours, you know, 24/7, like I'm a full-time parent, you hear me? I'm playing mother and dad part because I'm here physically with my son every day, you hear me? I'm super proud of myself because, like I said, I've been working, you know, made sure my son was in school, enrolled in school and stuff like that. I was doing a lot of juicing in the beginning. Lately, I haven't been doing that much juicing as I should, but I know when I first moved down here, I was doing a lot of juicing. I know that down here in Oklahoma City, it is a lot of very a lot of restaurants and places to like fun for kids, everything. They have a lot of stuff down here, you hear me? But one thing I know I can't deal with is the wind. It's so cold. I don't like being cold. That's one thing that is make me want to just do one more year here and go somewhere where, like, maybe Florida. I really want to move to Florida. Tampa or Clearwater Beach or maybe Kissimmee, Florida. One of those parts. But I really want to move to Florida. But my first year here in Oklahoma City, like with the people I experienced, good and bad, I really do wish my mom live down here and closer, so I feel at least I have one of the biggest part of family here. But I don't know if that's ever gonna happen. But like I said, other than that, I did experience some things that I feel like I didn't deserve to have to experience. But I got through, and now I'm in a new place, which I moved. I got my keys on the 6th, and then I moved the 8th, and right now I'm just trying to start doing more home improvement. Like yesterday, my son's Sonic bathroom set came, and then some other stuff that I'm waiting on from Amazon to deliver. But it's gonna be really nice, and I'm gonna do a video on that, probably on YouTube or my Facebook. But basically, like, I'm going to start doing more podcasting too, and probably do them every 2 weeks or maybe every week, once a week. I'm going to start doing that. But other than that, like, you know, like I said, it was crazy. Like literally before I moved where I'm at now, I swear in that old apartment, like literally they cut off the water for the whole building. So people was out water 2 days before on the 22nd of December, 2022. So that was just recent. So I'm so glad. That's what I'm saying. I'm so grateful that we moved, because not having water and didn't having to get, they had gave me a key at my old place. They gave me a key to a townhouse, so me and my son can be able to take showers, this and that, because they didn't have no water on the other side, which was so dumb. And then for the fact that I'm still paying y'all, I pay back them full rent and stuff like that, I feel like, you know. And then not only that, the heat thing, like when it, you know, wasn't working, so I always was using my space heaters, like, you know, it wasn't working, you know, the heater thing wouldn't work, like, not my electric was never cut off. It's just the heat unit needed to be maintenance, meaning clean inside where you put the filter, and they never fixed it. And then there was some pieces in there that I, from what I was told by an inspector in the city, for that, a mechanical inspector, whoever did the thing, they was some, it was a piece that was in the wrong place that shouldn't have been. So, you know, I feel like it wasn't safe to use. I'm just lucky I didn't, like, in the other apartments, like, my neighbors, they was dealing with black mold, mildew. I'm glad I didn't have to deal with the black mold. But my neighbor under us, they had a little bit of mildew in their bathroom. Ooh, excuse me, I burped. So, I don't know, but I'm glad that I'm out of that situation. But like I said, the whole purpose of me moving down here was to basically start getting my YouTube, getting my online business up and running. And I felt like that first year was just like, you know, like a rough draft or something. And now basically I'm writing my own story, and now I'm in a new place, in a new space. Now I can be able to do this, like do all the things that I wanted to do when I first moved down here. So that's basically what I'm gonna do. And I just want to encourage people, when you're going through certain struggles and stuff, sometimes you be thinking like, dang, when is this, you know, when is this going to end? You know, in life, we're human. We're in this world, you're going to have struggles. Nothing's going to be easy. We as people, we're not perfect. So just to know that, you know, God is watching over me, you know, watching over us, that, you know, sometimes that wait, being patient and waiting and stuff, at the end of the waiting and all this stuff, that you know, you're going to have a beautiful ending, basically. And I'm just so glad I'm in a new place. My place is way bigger. And, you know, I'm just going to keep doing things at my own pace. I'm not in a rush. I'm not in a race with anybody. I'm not competing against anybody. The only person that I'm over here trying to be better is the person I was last year. So I just want to tell people that, you know, just because, you know, you're going through things, just know this whole world, people, we all going to go through things, and it's not going to last forever. And to have faith in God and trust in Him, to know that He's going to pull you through. He's going to be walking through everything in life with you, even if you know you can't see Him. He's there. He hears us. Pray to Him and get closer to God. And I just want to end that on that note. So I don't know if I'm going to do another podcast March the 1st, or maybe do one maybe right before the end of the month. I want to start doing them every 2 weeks, but we'll see. Okay. Love everybody. I want everybody to have a blessed year. Like I said again, have a blessed year this year, and just, you know, start writing things down and checking them off. Short-term goals, long-term goals. And surround yourself with uplifting people and good people for your soul.